As the City manager joins us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Well done, Stuart. Wasn't a great performance from City today,
but
it is a win.
Yeah.
And probably relieved to come away with the 3 points.
Yeah, definitely so. We did, certainly didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve the result at Bury when we created a lot of opportunities, missed a lot. We didn't certainly didn't deserve to lose against Charlton last week, and we certainly didn't deserve to win today.
It's a funny game, football, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still... You'd expect me to be really happy, but I'm disappointed in our performance. The first half we were casual, first 20 minutes, and you know, they're at home, they've got a good home record, they're going to come out, as we know that, but we looked lethargic. We then, I thought, for about 10-15 minutes of the first half, got the foot on it, played some football, made a couple of chances, and thought that's more like us. Second half again, yeah, having said that, I think a couple of their best chances are from our mistakes. But the 3 points to send over 1,000 fans back up the road happy is massive, and a great goal. But listen, we need to be better than that, and the lads know that. Sometimes you get what you deserve in football, sometimes you don't. Thankfully today it's spun round for us, because you know we've deserved better than that in the recent last three games, and we've not got it. So we'll take it obviously all day, but we know, and they're an honest bunch in there. Everyone's deep down obviously naturally pleased, but we know if we want to be in that top half of the league or top part of the league, then we need better performances.
Can we make a case for why that was the case today? We just didn't seem to get going. I always said probably at half time you'd probably give them a kick up the backside, and it was much the same in the second half. But
yeah,
we to be fair, we worked very, very hard. But can you put your finger on why it didn't quite click today?
No, you think of things. You think, right, okay, they're going to start well. We accept that and expect that. Was it the long journey yesterday? Over nearly 6 hours? Is that making excuses? I just thought we looked lethargic. We didn't have a desire or a tempo about us. Apart from a little 15-minute spell, as I say, in the first half, when I thought, right, that's us. Let's come on. Let's get his finger out and play a bit. But no, I can't put my finger on it. No, it's just it's football. But there's a few lads in there probably had the worst 45 minutes since they've been at the club, and you know, I made sure I let them know about it. And second half, but it's simple things. You know, it's like winning a 50-50 ball just to make sure the ball goes our way. That little bit of desire, it's just as good for me as a 30-yard run and across. You know, as long as we are getting the possession and getting the ball, sometimes you won't be good. You know, we'll all make mistakes. It might not be your day, but you've got to make sure who you're playing against, it's not his day. If you're going through a tough time, you make sure the other part of your game, the dirty part, the scrapping and the, you know, I say fighting, but you know what I mean, the desire part comes through. Well, just as, you know, last week we were really massively disappointed. Again, I watched Charlton game back, and if anyone at the ground thought we deserved to lose that game, they were watching a different football match, because when you see the chances we've had there, their goal has been, had three great saves. On a poor conditions, I thought we did okay.
Yeah.
But as I said, we know we'll get back on the training ground. We need people to be better as a group. And there were one or two. I thought Taylor looked very lively.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Taylor. Nice combination. You played him up top today.
Yeah, we tried to do that last time when he scored his goal against Oldham.
Yeah.
You know, we try to play up top and he drifts sometimes. But we want him to stay down the middle today. And I mean, the two lads, they've come up through the league with him last year, the two, but they're so dominant. But we like to try to get the ball at the back. They stopped us doing that, so we had to kick it long. So that stopped us playing how we would like to have played. They were dominant in the air, coming back. But when we got it on the deck and got Tails involved in it, he looked very, very sharp. And he was through a couple of times, a couple of fouls on him. But and he did well to get as long as he did, because we always think with Tails maybe 60, 65. But I think we couldn't afford to take him off, even though we had fresh legs on the bench, because he kept stretching him and he kept running behind him. And I know their two centre-halves thought it was a handful. And then you look at it and think, maybe it's not Charlie's day today. But again, we haven't got a centre-forward like Charlie, you know, a pivotal centre-forward that can go in there and hold it up and look after the ball. There were one or two decent. I thought Doyle was terrific. You know, the things they had to do, key moments.
Two big saves, didn't they?
Exactly, that's what you need. We said yesterday, today's about finding a way to win, whether we're lucky or we have an inspired performance by the goalie or they miss chances. And all them three came. The boy goes around Doyle, he did well not to bring him down, he should score, he hits the side netting. That's us being lucky.
Yeah.
That's me being lucky. You know, so... But, as I said before, this is a lucky ground for me. So.
Yeah, you've scored here, didn't you? You scored a teenage
One of many grounds.
Yeah. You certainly remember that one, that's for sure.
Well, it would have winner. I didn't get many winners, so, and they were flying at the top of the league. So it was. But this is what football's about. Grounds like this, full houses, you know, atmospheres like that, rather than these, you know, fancy big pitches with, you know, you're miles away from the ground. Yep. That's what it's, this is what it's about today. And, you know, they'll go away feeling really unfortunate, as we have done in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We're delighted with that, yeah.
Kilgallen, another big performance from him today and another goal, but it was put on a plate again from Tony McMahon, which is what we've been lacking a little bit.
Well, yeah, you're saying that. But
the quality, the delivery of the set pieces.
If you go back to the last couple, we've had some deliveries. I mean, Knight Percival's header last minute against Charlton, the keeper's clawed it out. It's a good corner by Gilly. We've had another one come in, but you know, so the set piece has been okay, but yeah, he does give you that, we know that, and he's done well to play the full 90. I thought, you know, after coming back, we were looking at him, could we take him off with 20 to go, because he retired him.
Were you thinking about changes, because it was did go one of the couple of players maybe could have easily been hauled off?
I think you go with a preconceived idea that Taylor's only going to do 60 minutes, but you keep seeing him going and going, and then just because Charlie's the type of player that you need sometimes, if you're going long and he's got to look after it, we ain't got that type, as I say. We want to keep two up front because we want to try to win the game. You know, I thought Tom Field at times, his strength is maybe going forward, but when we needed the last 15 minutes, he stuck at his guns and got his defending doing. Tomo's had a couple of mistakes today where we got lucky with, but in the last 5 minutes when the ball's pumped in, he's got the header and got the block. So, it was a mixed bag today, but sometimes the results are the most important thing, and we're delighted with the 3 points. We know we've been fortunate. We're not kidding ourselves, but we've got to be better in the weeks ahead. And I'm sure this bunch will be, because you know, for whatever reason today, them are good at home. Us, you know, being a bit lethargic. But you've got to keep battling, stick at it, and just, you know, Charlie's had a good chance. The keeper's been a good save from him. So we've had a couple of opportunities, but not as many as we would have liked.
And just one point as well, and maybe it sums up the afternoon, that there was a bit of a spat which got Tony McMahon booked involving Jake Reeves. Yeah. Anything being said about that?
No, they're fine in there. But that's just a passion, because I think we're all frustrated with his own performances. And Reeves wanted the ball, and Mackie, you know, and it was one of them. But
we're all friends again now.
Yeah, they're kissing and cuddling as usual. You know, I don't know who's a Venus with them two, so they're doing each other's hair and looking after themselves in mirror. But, you know, Mackie misses next week now, which most people might have thought that were planned, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it's the
FA Cup. It definitely wasn't. I'm not kidding.
Well, I mean, it was good to get back to winning ways. It's been a difficult couple of weeks. Mm. Performance have been there at times, but we've got the break and the FA Cup game, so that gives us a bit of time to sort of sit and think where we're at. Stuart.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that's a huge result for us, you know, for confidence and everything. You know, to come here, as I say, it's a tough place to come. Their home records have been good. They beat MK Dons here last time 2-0 and put in some good performances. So the result overrides the performance today, but as I said, we can't put in substandard performances and expect to win every week, so we will get better, and we'll need to be better if we want to be up the top end. But you look at other results today as well, you know, you look, some, I think Rotherham got beat up at Gillingham. It's just, you know, it's just so tight.
It's a funny league, isn't it?
What we said to London, you've got to be on it. We can't just be 80%, you know, to win any football game. But there's that many teams that are so equal at this level, you've got, if you're off it, you lose. So we're happy with that.
We've got away with one.
Yes,
well done to Stuart today and the lucky ground, and Alan Knight, who you scored past. He stood next to us at the moment. So we won't go on anyway. Well done, Stuart.
Cheers,
enjoy the long
you.
Journey home.
Thanks very much.
There you go. Stuart McCall joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.